I'm so flattered! Welcome to episode 6 of the Nakama Gaming Podcast. I'm Dom, editor of the podcast, and joining me today is my three co-hosts, Striker.
You.
Digi. And yeah. Last but not least, Ricky.
I volunteer! I volunteer as tribute.
Really? I guess that's gonna be your thing. You just quote random stuff.
Pretty much. I was gonna try to get it from YouTube, but better if I just do it.
That's what I was doing while we're waiting. I was on YouTube looking for that song.
I was actually gonna look up the clip for that, but then the call started and it was just too late. So video games.
So how you guys all been? Good week?
I just got demoted at my job today.
Oh, that's what? That's fun.
Yeah, apparently I'm not nice enough or something.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ricky!
The new manager was complaining about me, about how I wasn't nice enough. I thought I was nice. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh man, you're just a terrible person, aren't you?
How do you live with yourself?
I don't know. I think I'm a nice guy, right? I'm nice, right?
I don't know.
I think it's because I'm fat, and he doesn't like that about me.
You're not fat. Oh my god.
You're skinnier than me. Come on now.
No one, what? No one's skinnier than you.
That went in one ear, out the other.
All wait, right. What'd you say? What?
Alright, alright, I want to go over a couple games that actually came out last week, because we recorded on a Sunday, and they didn't, like, we recorded the Sunday before they came out, so I didn't want to talk about them until they came out, because, I don't know, reviews and stuff, but, yeah, and I want to talk about games that have come out this week, and, technically today came out. So yeah.
I have a review for a game that came out this past week. Just
Okay. I know what it's gonna be. Let's go in order.
Okay.
Alright. Starting with Tuesday, March 27th. Tiger Woods PGA Tour 13. Woo!
Yeah.
13th game.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, don't knock it until you try it. Don't knock until you try it, you bastards.
I mean, I like Mario Golf, but...
That's a game.
Yeah.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with Tiger Woods Golf, alright? Just because he had the hottest wife and cheated on her doesn't mean he's an idiot. Well, he is an idiot, but doesn't mean the game sucks.
But, yeah.
I like your fake laugh. That's great.
Ho, 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 ho. Well, I never said anything about Tiger Woods. I still think he's a good, great guy.
Are you serious?
I'm just kidding. No, I think he's a good golfer still. He just needs to get back in his game. I mean, he won a tour just recently, so.
Hey, in brighter news, the Florida Panthers made the playoffs for the first time in, 14 years.
Oh,
yeah!
Cool.
Let's go, Panthers!
All right, let's see. Also, same day that came out, Armored Core 5 came out. I care.
What is that?
You never played any Armored Core games?
No, that's why I'm asking.
It's a mech shooter. It's a third-person mech shooter. It's made in Japan, of course, but it's got a ridiculous amount of customization in it. Like, you could customize, like, every little bit of your mech, like all the arms and the legs and all these little tiny, like it's just a ridiculous amount of weapons they have. But the only bad thing that a lot of people complain about is that there's really no instructions. So it's like a trial and error kind of game. unless you get someone.
Game.
Unless you get someone to teach you it. That was like the only downside.
No, why school you?
It got a Metascore of 66 out of 100. So that's it's an okay game.
I heard bad things about it.
Hmm?
I heard it wasn't that good. What's the Metascore or whatever?
66 out of 100. So it's in the middle.
Yeah, it's not that good.
It's not amazing. I mean, I'm not gonna buy it, but I mean, for people that really like mech shooters and customization, it's for them. I mean, if you were an Armored Core fan, it went back to its roots.
True.
So
I haven't played any of them though, so I can't really.
I played Armored Core 3 and 4.
You know what else went back to its roots? Your mom.
Alright, last week, Friday, March 30th, Rayman Origins finally made it to the PC. Yep.
So played that like 3 months ago.
Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of people don't really pay attention to PC. Sometimes when, like, that kind of game, it's a 2D platformer. Not really the best control scheme for a keyboard, I guess. I just feel like it's better with a controller. It's fun on PS Vita. Also,
when it goes down in price for Vita, I'll probably get it for that.
Same. I play the heck out of the demo, so.
You know what else is fun? Your mom.
That joke is dead to me.
Are you going to contribute, Stryker, or are you just going to laugh whenever?
Sorry, I'm in the middle of a raid at
home. Oh my god.
You know who else is in the middle? Your mom.
Stryker?
Yes?
Laugh.
Why do you gotta be raving?
Oh, I mean, I'm totally with the podcast. So.
I like that delayed response to my question.
Sorry.
You know what else is delayed?
Your mom.
Okay.
No, I'm the star of the podcast. What do you? Man, you're stupid, man.
All right. Same day. Friday, March 30th. The XBLA game, South Park Tenement's Revenge, came out. Not very good reviews.
I played the demo for 2 minutes, not including the 2 minute introduction. It does look like it is pretty, you know, good to its South Park roots. And I kind of want to play through it just because it is like the first South Park game that has the proper like animation style. And the actual sense of humor, it looks like the people from the show worked on it.
They did.
I don't know if they did. Okay.
Yeah, they did. It looks like they got all the voices too, so.
Yeah. Like, it's an original story, kind of. So, I am interested in that, but the game itself looks kind of boring, especially with single player. Can't imagine getting it through it alone, so.
Yeah, all the reviews I've looked at, they said it's really boring if you play it single player. But if you can get friends to play it, it's a little more fun, I guess.
It's a little more bearable.
Yeah. But
when you have three other friends and a bottle of vodka.
But I think I was looking at it and it looks like some of the platforming is really just ridiculously hard. Like if you miss the ledge by this much, it'll just drop you. So, I mean, I won't be buying it. I'm going to wait for the one by Obsidian. So, yeah. No one else wants to comment?
I'm not bad. Well, I commented.
Well, I mean, you did, but.
I played the demo a little bit. I'm probably not going to be getting it unless it ever goes down in price to $5.
It's 10 bucks right now, isn't it?
Yeah, too much.
I feel like it's a little too much for what it is.
I only have $6 right now, so.
I don't understand your budget. I mean,
money baller.
Money, money, money.
But then again, I don't live on my own yet, so.
Yeah, let's not go through that again.
All right.
called Rent. That's what it is.
Stuff that came out this week. All right, let's start off with April 3rd, Tuesday. Kinect Star Wars came out.
What the?
What was the rating on that one?
Really good.
Yep. Hang on, let me
get that. That's the game I'll be reviewing today.
You got it?
I game-flied it. And I was so happy that, like, because usually I don't get new releases, but they sent that one out to me right away. I was so pumped up for it.
Sweet.
Are you just happy? Because I couldn't buy it. Are you just happy about the dance sections, honestly?
I'm not going to lie, that's probably the best part of the game.
Yeah. It got, like, the Metacritic score is 57. So, it's in the middle. A lot of people have mixed feelings. Like, 19 reviews have mixed feelings about it. There's 4 positive, and then there's, like, 3 negative ones.
Here's the thing. If you're a Star Wars fan, and if you like motion-controlled games, if you don't like motion-controlled games, you're not going to like it. If you don't like Star Wars, you're not going to like it. And if you do like Star Wars, you still might not like it, because people think it's a bastardization of the series.
Kind of.
However, the pod racing segment is actually pretty good in it. Yep. And yeah. The adventure mode, not that good. It's pretty clunky. But it's still entertaining. But then you go to the dance mode.
Oh my god.
But they take songs, like real songs, like Holla Back Girl, but they'll change the lyrics to make it Star Wars related. And they'll be like, I ain't no hologram girl. I ain't no hologram girl. Ooh, that's my ship. That's my ship.
He's literally singing the exact lyrics.
Yep.
I kind of died a little inside when I saw Han Solo dancing, though.
Yeah, like the part where he's about to be frozen in carbonite.
That doesn't make any freaking sense.
No, they're like, oh, he's about to be frozen in carbonite, but then Lando comes out, he's like, I have a better idea, let's have a dance-off, and they're all like, oh.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
So bad. No,
it's amazing, look up videos.
You're terrible.
It's like Dance Central, but with Star Wars characters. It's even more fun in the Jabba the Hutt scene. They have Princess Leia, and this one person's dancing, and then Jabba the Hutt's like, "Well, you'll never defeat our Supreme Dancer," or however he talks. And then he, like, lets Princess Leia go, and Princess Leia's like, "I got this," and then she starts dancing.
Doesn't he talk more like, "Misa no Watana"?
Well, yeah, but I had to translate.
Wait, no, that's the Jar Jar Binks, guys. Sorry.
Misa no Watana? I don't know.
Yeah, that's basically how he talks. Well, I mean, Jabba the Hutt doesn't even speak English. He speaks Hutt. Oh, are you seriously playing that now?
Wait, is that Holla Back Girl or Hologram Girl?
It's Holla Back Girl. Wait, do you not have headphones on?
No. Should I?
No, I meant Digi, because I can hear, like, everything.
Then how do you know that was me? How do you know it was a Striker?
Because your little thing is lighting up in our professional studio.
You know what's funny? Pablo Francisco.
Oh my god. They're the worst segues ever.
Pablo Francisco and his little tortilla boy.
Go look it up, yeah. YouTube.
Pablo Francisco.
Oh my god.
And you know what? A double dipper. Look up Pablo Francisco, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Brokeback Mountain 2. That's a good impersonation, too.
And crickets buzzing.
Alright, never mind.
So I give Kinect Star Wars a 12 out of 10.
Oh, tell us about the lightsaber battles. Like, I was watching the commercial, and I'm thinking to myself, that's not going to work. Like,
it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Okay.
I looked at other YouTube people actually playing the game. Where they're,
I haven't gotten far in the adventure mode, but I did the tutorial, and I wanted to cry half the time. I was just like, this isn't... The Force works well with, like, your left hand, but the lightsaber...
Yeah, isn't... but the problem is, the Force doesn't work on anything. Like, none
are
of
we
it.
Still, are like, we still talking about Kinect Star
yeah.
Wars?
Yeah.
It's a really good game.
It's awful. Don't ever buy it.
If I had time to play video games, I would, but I don't even have time to breathe, so...
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're, like, 5 or 10 or something,
Ricky Holder.
Or have the mentality of Tiger.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you bought it for the dancing.
I'm pretty much going to be done with it after that.
I feel like that is going to be DLC for Dance Central, and you're going to be really mad about it.
What's going to be DLC for Dance Central?
That Star Wars stuff.
Why would I be mad about that?
Well, then you literally bought a $60 game for
DLC. I didn't. I gameplayed it.
Oh, that's right. Ugh, never mind.
They were so desperate to get me back. They were like, here, this month can be a dollar. And I was like, yeah.
One Ricky, zero Dom.
Anyway, what else you got, Dom?
I don't think the game should be worth $60. That's my opinion.
Do you think I'm not friendly either? It's $50.
Ricky, I think you're...
Well, that's still too much. That's still too much. I think it should be like 30 or 40.
And there's an Xbox that looks like R2-D2 that you can get now.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Oh, and I thought the coolest thing was that if you open up the disk drive, it says, help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope, written on the inside of the disk drive.
It's like it's a secret message.
Yeah. And I don't really like the C-3PO golden controller, though.
Yeah, the C-3PO controller looks a little tacky.
Like, you just have it lying around the house, just like it's like straight gold. I don't think it looks good.
Looks like crap gold.
Ricky 2, Dom 0.
I wasn't disagreeing on anything.
Ooh, Ricky 3, Dom 0.
We actually agreed.
Ricky 4, Dom
0. Alright, I'm never gonna win. Let's see, what else? Same day, April 3rd, Tuesday. Devil May Cry HD Collection came out.
Oh, snap it!
It's got Devil May Cry 1 through 3 on there.
They should just subtract 2, otherwise we're good. 1 and 3? Awesome!
Leave me alone.
Why didn't you like 2?
2, I literally beat, I'm not exaggerating, in a day. And it was like total garbage. But
what
1 and 3?
Setting?
Normal? I didn't do Dante, whatever, the devil hardcore mode, because what's the point? I mean, it was just a crappy game. Like, what? Look it up, the Metacritic or whatever you refer to, it was probably abysmal.
Yeah, I hear that's kind of the black sheep of the series.
It is. But 1 in 3, specifically 3, in my opinion, one of like my top 5 favorite ever across all consoles.
I should put that on my Gamefly. Thank you.
You gotta play 1, though, to appreciate 3.
I've only played, like, the demo for 1 a long time ago.
They're old, but they're great.
I played through half of 1 because it was a friend's copy, and I saw someone play all the way through 3.
Oh, really?
But only on Dante's disc.
Well, that is highly recommended.
I mean, I'll probably end up picking it up.
Game. Yeah, get it.
I mean,
get it.
It's
everyone
40.
Out there, get it.
It's $40, so it's got 3 games
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's HD collection. That's usually what they.
I can see myself getting.
So far on all the HD collections, that's what they price it at when it first comes out. Same thing.
It's a good deal for 3 games, not for 2.
Yeah, I realized Silent Hill, I made a mistake. It only has 2 and 3. It does not have the first one. But I think that's because you can probably get Silent Hill 1 as a PS1 classic. So, yeah.
Yeah. And better news, did anyone go see Clash of the Titans? Or Wrath of the Titans? Sorry.
Why would I want to go see that?
I don't know.
I heard it wasn't...
That's right, you're a comedy exclusive.
Well, I heard it didn't get really good ratings.
No, it wasn't that good. I'm very disappointed. I mean, it was entertaining, but I prefer Clash of the Titans. This is a Clash of Titans is a classic.
the original?
The general consensus is that the sequel was slightly better than the original, but I haven't seen it, so I can't really.
No, I highly disagree with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I prefer the original with the claymation.
Yeah, well, don't worry. Just go watch Hunger Games, and may the odds ever be in your favor.
Primrose Everdeen!
No, I volunteer.
She's not British.
Mary Poppins.
Alright.
Listen, but seriously, though, Wrath of the Titans is okay. I mean, it is kind of weird. I didn't think it was like...
Alright.
Sorry.
I was trying to join you, but I can't whistle over.
Just wait for the second and third one. The third one's the best. Hunger Games.
All right. I bought the book for $7 at Target.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. Once the semester's over, I'll get caught up with everything.
I
could probably read in a day. It's small.
It's a tiny book.
It's a tiny book. You know what else is tiny?
Your mom.
You can pretty much insert whatever you want there. Okay, moving on. Go ahead, Dom.
All right. April 4th, which is a Wednesday, which was actually yesterday, I Am Alive came out on the PSN finally. It had already came out on XBLA, but it now comes to PSN. So, yeah. I heard it was okay. But
I do want to try it.
Huh?
Just because it's been in development for that long.
A lot of things... I'm going with Greg Miller from IGN. I feel like all the stuff he pointed out would bug me. Because it doesn't make any sense. When you're climbing a building and to replenish stamina, you eat a can of beans. What? What?
That reminds me.
You know what else?
I have to get my black beans. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Or you know what else doesn't make sense?
What?
A plumber that fights dinosaurs.
No, but this was kind of going for like a realistic like apocalypse kind of setting. I think it totally nails that. The setting and everything. I think it totally nails that. I mean, I don't think it's worth $15 though. If it was like 10 or 5, like a little lower, I would probably end up buying it and get the trophies for it. But it has say you have a gun, and you can, like, hold up people because they don't have guns or whatever, and they'll put their hands up like, oh, man, don't shoot me, and they'll back up. But as soon as you put away the gun, they start running at you again. Like, immediately as soon as you put away the gun.
I heard about
it. Like,
that's how real life I would be.
Yeah, but...
I got my black beans!
You still have a gun... Like, you can immediately pull
black beans are delicious.
just killing my man.
I put garlic powder, a little chili, and some cumin. What were we talking about?
the stupidity of I Am Alive's little hold-up system. Like... they'll run at you after you put the gun down, but if you immediately pull the gun back up, they'll stop again and back up. And you, like, I thought it was cool that you could make them go to, like, an edge and then just kick them off, like, this is Sparta, and something like that, but you still have a gun. I feel like they should have fixed that.
And you got beans to replenish your stamina.
And you got Miami Marlins to make you depressed.
Yeah, but you're like on the side of a building. That doesn't make any sense. And like you see him eat it. Like what?
This is madness. You're right. Supposed to fill that in. Never mind. Bad timing.
What's the motto for Snickers again, Ricky?
Gonna be a while.
Hungry? Why wait?
Oh no, I just said the Southeastern commercial, my bad. I don't know if you caught that. Oh no, want to get away?
Southwest? You said Southeast?
Southwest, Southwest. let me just eat my black beans and shut up. All right, go ahead.
I thought you were.
Now it's time for Richard's game or Ricky's Gamefly Corner.
Oh, this is my favorite part.
It's a new edition. It's where I tell you what's currently in my Gamefly queue.
All right, go for it.
In this order, now I put the Devil May Cry HD collection to the front.
Good.
Excellent.
And then next is Xenoblade Chronicles.
Hopefully. Oh, that's what I want to talk about next.
Hold on. Doing this segment right now. And then the next game is Mario Party 9. Shut up. It's fun. Everyone likes a good Mario Party.
Fusion Frenzy's better.
Well, I guess I don't have any friends, so I guess that game's not for me. No.
Fusion Frenzy!
You need people to play with. And then I am getting... The next one will be Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City. I know it's not good, but you know I still want to try it. This is probably the best way.
Let's play co-op, Ricky.
Next game is Rhythm Heaven Fever for the Wii.
Ooh, no idea. It's a rhythm... It's a rhythm game. That's about it.
See, yeah, I just put it there because none of these other games are going to ever get to me because they're all in high demand. And then the last game is Poke Park 2.
I heard that was meh.
Yeah, it's not meant to be good. It's just Pokemon. They're cute. And the next game that's coming out this week.
Yeah. Oh, actually, today. Well, technically today since it's like after 12.
When you post this... Are you posting this today?
No, I'll probably post it in 4 years.
Hey, I haven't missed a week yet. I always post it every week. I haven't missed a week.
Low standards.
Well, make sure you post it tomorrow, because now you're saying that this game's coming out today, and that's tomorrow. And
no, it's today.
Time is confusing when you're recording a podcast from the past.
It is now 12:41 a.m.
Oh my god. I gotta wait.
Yes, I don't consider until I wake up the next.
But yeah, the new game coming out April 6th, or has come out, whatever. It's come out, whatever. Friday, April 6th, Xenoblade for the Wii.
Xenoblade!
I actually haven't really looked into it that much. I know it's a JRPG. But,
interesting.
I mean, they got a lot of hype and stuff because they said it wasn't going to come to America. Japan was like, nope. But a lot of people protested, and now we got Xenoblade, and what was the other one?
Did you say that people protested?
Yeah, people were signing petitions and junk. Because
they were outside the White House with like...
They had their picket and sign, whatever.
I guess. But yeah, a lot of people were protesting this on the internet and all over the place. So they were like, I guess we'll give you guys Xenoblade. So they finally released it. There was like two other games too that they wanted to be localized.
Did you mention Last Story?
No, I did not.
That's the other game that everyone was, like, complaining about.
And...
I wonder if these games are even that good, or if they're just, like, now it's... Because I kind of want it now, but it's just because everyone, like, it was in such high demand, because everyone was like, we're not getting it, and then now they're giving it to us, so...
Oh. Well, it got 51 positive critic reviews. And it's got a Metascore of 91, so Xenoblade must be good.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like people's... I don't know. I just feel like they're like, oh, finally, there's like a decent... Well, first off, Wii games are always rated higher if they're like somewhat decent. Have you noticed that?
Well, I mean, if they're especially good. Well, I mean... If you get it on Gamefly, you'll have to give us your opinion after you play it.
I'm probably not going to get it because it comes out tomorrow and I don't think any copies are going to be available.
Who knows?
But,
Ooh, I mean...
Like, take Rhythm Heaven Fever, for example. If that game was it got decent reviews. If that game was released on a PlayStation 3 or an Xbox, they would have torn it apart.
Well, because it's a motion game. I don't think any motion games belong outside of Wii, honestly.
PlayStation Move.
PlayStation Move sucks.
It's better technology though than the Wii controller.
No, it is not. It's literally just sensing where the stupid light up ball is, and if that light up ball is slightly covered, it'll just go crazy. And it's not even really 1-to-1.
Hold on. Time out, guys. Time out, everyone. Uh-oh. Dominic, I think you owe everyone an apology. Forgot about that.
I already did. It's on the blog. Go read it.
No. We want a verbal one.
What's this announcement about?
Sorry.
An announcement.
Sorry.
For?
There we go.
For okay. What?
Moving on.
Oh. Did anyone catch the Miami Marlins opening night last night?
They lost.
Did anyone see the ballpark, though? Did I put 100 fans in?
What?
I put 100 fans in those seats.
I don't even remember you mentioning that.
Yeah, I worked for the Marlins. You serious?
You do?
Oh my god. Never mind.
You never told me what your job was. You just said, oh, I can't. I gotta work late.
Yeah. Some people have to work. We have bills to pay.
So do you sell tickets, I guess?
I work in sales, inside sales, and I sell Marlins tickets, and I sold about between 100 and 200 opening night seats, and I've sold almost over $100,000 in revenue in less than 2 months.
How many seats are in that stadium?
37,000.
So 100 people isn't really that good?
What?
You said only 100 people came, and there's like 3,000 seats, so. No.
What are you talking about? There's 27,000 seats. I sold 100 to 200 of them. That's all I said. It was sold out.
Wait. There's two. Wait, hang on. How many seats again?
37,000.
There's 37,000 seats, but you only sold 200.
I just started 2 months ago, Jack. Never mind.
Oh, you personally. I thought
the stadium's that small, have you? Yeah. Wow, I didn't realize how small it was.
Yeah.
No, nice. I was being stupid. I was thinking you were the only one selling tickets, but I was like, there's other people selling tickets.
You poor thing.
Wow, what a brain fart.
Well, the Marlins are now 0-2, so that's pretty disappointing. And
they lost tonight.
Yeah, they got killed.
Dumb.
They can't hit. They have some hitting issues. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I'm too tired.
Back to gaming.
I need to
add. What is the best sports game? It's my segment turn. Okay,
FIFA.
Between NHL,
FIFA,
NBA,
FIFA.
Madden, and FIFA. Yeah, you see, I lost my train of thought. And I guess Tiger Woods. So, NHL, NBA, MLB.
Well, I mean, it's not like FIFA. It's not like Tiger Woods is the only golf game.
Well, Tiger Woods is not. We'll say that one loses. That's probably the odd man out.
Then do racing games count as sports games?
No.
No,
never.
And let's do like bracket play, okay? This is
all right, so Mario Tennis.
No, let's do NHL. Wait,
before we move on, I want to throw this out here to everyone, all listeners. NASCAR is not a sport. Okay, moving on.
That's great. Ooh. NHL.
And our subscribers go down. Okay, go on.
We just lost our Midwest.
British.
Everyone.
We lost our British people.
No, I'm pretty sure they're into Formula One.
Well, NHL versus NBA. Chris, I mean, Stryker, I mean...
NHL.
NHL versus NBA, NHL.
Yeah.
NHL, hands down.
I don't know, man. NHL's a fun game, but an NBA, the online capability for NBA is very, very poor. Ricky and Dom probably won't have any say in this segment because they're not sports freaks like me or Stryker. NBA's online mode has always been slacking, always. And then they combined it into one game, and it's still slacking. So I'm going to have to agree with you. NHL moves on to the finals. As for FIFA, Now, here's the tough one, FIFA versus Madden. Ooh. Now, Dom can probably put some input, right?
I'm going to have to say FIFA because I have no idea what the f*** is going on in Madden. Like,
at least you're honest.
All right, so that's one vote for FIFA. Striker? FIFA versus Madden.
That's brutal. Wow, get back to me on that. Go ask Ricky.
All right.
Really?
Ricky.
One time at GameStop.
Soccer or football?
One time at GameStop, I got an extra 30% trading credit if I bought a used game. And it could be any used game, but I would still get that extra 30% trading credit no matter what. So I found a copy of Madden 07 for like a buck. And then I got an extra 30% trading credit. So I spent that dollar on Madden, but I, you know, got...
So you vote Madden?
Yeah, I vote Madden.
Really?
Just wait, because of that.
Is it because, okay, is it because you've never played FIFA?
I have played... Actually, no, I played FIFA. I played, well, like a really old one for like 64, but...
All right, well, since Striker's undecided, it's a 1-1 vote. Deciding factor. Nope, I'm deciding factor. Too late.
No, I could... I'm going to have to... It's a very, very close vote, but my vote leans towards Madden.
Now, yeah. My vote is FIFA. Now, Madden is always the same shit, just a different year. They try to upgrade here and there, but the online is still slacking. I mean, Striker, you and I can never play without it lagging out. It's not internet connection, it's the servers. As for FIFA, even playing against British people, / UK people, / whatever they refer to themselves as, there's never really that much lag. I mean, you'll get your occasional lag spikes because they're from freaking Australia or something. But overall gameplay, it is better. FIFA wins.
I mean, yeah. FIFA tends to update a lot of stuff. Madden really doesn't update that much. I mean, they'll bump up the graphics, but gameplay-wise... the same all the freaking time.
FIFA 11, this is how I base my rating. FIFA 11 to FIFA 12, big upgrade. They did a good job. It was good. They still have some trouble with defense in that game. Whatever. Real change.
Oh,
so, I mean, I
think you guys kind of cut out there for a second. So go back 30 seconds.
Well, I said FIFA versus Madden from FIFA 11 to FIFA 12, big upgrade. Madden 11 to Madden 12, no real upgrade, so FIFA wins.
It's tied now, so.
Nope, I'm the deciding factor. FIFA wins. All right, now FIFA versus NHL. This might be a little less.
Wait. It's 2-2.
The deciding fact. I just said it. I'm the sports segment guy. It's my decision.
I was gonna say I was gonna put up a poll on our Facebook, fan page, because it's easier that way.
How many fans do we have?
Let me check. Go ahead and keep talking if you want to.
No, I think we'll wait for next week then to decide who wins between FIFA versus NHL then.
All right, I haven't really been listening, but I'm just going to change my vote to FIFA to end this.
Oh my god, that's great.
I don't think I could check FeedBurner, because...
That's alright, just put it up, FIFA versus Madden.
I can check FeedBurner.
Has anyone responded to our polls?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone knows our... Well, I mean, I made it, and I don't really think anyone checks the blog really that much. So I'm just going to throw it out there now. Because, I mean, we're on iTunes, and we do apparently have subscribers, so people see us on iTunes.
How many are we at?
I'm trying to figure it out, but I can't sign in or out of Google.
Probably shouldn't talk about how many subscribers we have.
We have so many subscribers. Yeah. We have 5 billion subscribers.
5 billion. Enemies, I'll dish them up enough to fry.
Gracious God is son of light. Watches from above. At dinner time, all right, turn that off. What the hell is that?
The heck was that?
It's Kid Icarus.
Oh my
Kid God. Kid Icarus.
Are you serious?
such a good game.
Oh my god.
Whoa, what's with all the groaning?
I heard in all the reviews that the characters shut the hell up in that game.
That's the best part of the game. God.
You know what I have to say about that? This.
Oh my god.
Alright, done.
Why do you not like happy games, Dominic?
Hmm? No, I mean...
The dialogue in Kid Icarus is amazing, and probably
I would play it...
Video games I've...
That's terrible.
I would play it if the control scheme didn't suck so much.
The control scheme isn't that bad, you just have to get used to it.
I tried to play it at GameStop, because they had a little demo of it, and I was just
That's not enough, because you're standing up, you're not comfortable, like, you can... No, once you start playing it and you get used to the control scheme, it's actually like a lot of fun, the control scheme in general, just because it's different.
All right, next time I'm at GameStop, I'm going to ask if I can borrow a chair out of the back.
I feel like going to rant about laggy servers, especially sports servers. NBA!
I mean...
And Madden. You guys suck. Your servers are awful. You guys need to fix your servers so the games are good. All right.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
You know what else sucks? You know what else sucks? Radio Shack sucks.
Radio Shack, NBA 2K12, Madden 2K12, iPad 3 does not suck though. Sorry, Dom. Those servers suck. Black Ops, that server sucks too. And better news, Ricky has tuned us out again.
No, I'm here. You don't like the servers.
Well, the servers are awful. It's just like, I just thinking about all the lag and the $60 I waste on each of those games and the nonsense they do. Ugh, just pisses me the f*** off.
Oh my god.
You
want to
say about that?
Oh, man.
That's what I think of NBA and Madden. Your servers are a joke. Kefka's laugh.
Madden. I love Madden.
Madden sucks too. You play me in a FIFA tournament, I will destroy you. You think you're British and you think you're good? No, man, I haven't played in a month and a half, but I'll still school you. Come on, British people. I'm laughing at your face. Look, I'm laughing.
Oh, wait, that's what I wanted to talk about. Yeah, I thought something. Huh?
Let's talk about Kid Icarus.
I would love to talk about Kid Icarus, too.
Go for it. I just watched a review of it, so...
It is an amazing game. It's a blast. I think it would also be well-suited for the Wii. They should have made it for the Wii, actually. But it works very well on the 3DS as well. And it's funny, it's witty, it's action-packed, and... It's like, if you've ever played Smash Brothers, it pretty much has the same setup menu-wise, so it makes you want to unlock everything, so it has a bunch of replay value.
Fun fact, Kid Icarus, forgive me because I'm not reading, I don't have like an article or anything for me, but off the top of my head, that launched the same year as Metroid.
Back 25 years ago.
Yep. So, no love for Icarus. Got a little overshadowed by Metroid, but looks like they're roaring back.
Well, I feel like when people make an appearance in Smash Brothers, they're like, oh, who are these characters? And then they're like, oh, we need to bring this back. Like, they did the same thing with Fire Emblem.
You and me and you, no matter how we toss the dice, it's got to be the only one for you is me. And me for you, so happy together. I can't see you loving nobody. Hey, and better news, this message is brought to you by Radio Shack.
Power to the player.
No, man, you didn't listen.
Okay.
Anyway,
I had a real thing I wanted to talk about. So...
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Just to let you know, Digi, we heard absolutely nothing except white noise.
Alright, one more time. Ready? Everyone quiet. Ready? This is what I'll do to you if you make fun of FIFA or NHL.
I must break you.
There we go. You know what you need to put up though? Last thing. You need to search Nerd Rage Keyboard Smash. Oh my god. That is ridiculous.
That's probably like one third of YouTube.
You need to look that up. That shit is awesome.
Alright. Enough of that audio stuff. Anyway, before we kind of went off, I just wanted to say facebook.com/Nakama Gaming Podcast will put you right to our little fan page. And you can go and check out our little polls. Right now, I only have one thing up at the moment, and it was who was right on NGP Episode 5, and I have Stryker and me as the options.
Yeah, Stryker wins. We already know that.
All right.
But
what was that last part? Sorry, I broke up.
Ricky, do you want to talk? What did you want to talk about? You said
I just got totally dismissed.
Oh, I wanted to complain about how it sounds like the next generation of consoles are not going to have backwards compatibility, and they're also.
I thought you said
consoles.
You said consoles.
Yeah, I did.
So I was like, what?
I did. Sorry. And also how they're going to start, like, when you buy a game, they're going to make that game, like, tie that game to that system. Like, you're going to have to put in a code or something.
Well, I mean, this is partly because they want to kind of stop pirating games.
And no.
It's also because they want to stop... they want to stop used game sales. Because none of that money goes to developers or anything.
But how am I going to trade back my games in for more games?
I guarantee that there is going to be a way around the system that someone will invent, and you will be fine. Or enough people will be mad about this, and this won't happen.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
What's the next sports game that comes out? Is there a tennis game coming out?
Mario Tennis.
Mario Tennis for 3DS.
Hold on, let me throw up real quick.
Whoa, okay.
Damn.
Bam, I'm not a big fan of those cartoon remakes of sports games, so, you know? I don't know. I mean, maybe Wii Bowling, that's about it.
I am. I'm not a fan of sports unless there's, like, you know, banana peels that you can throw at people involved.
That's Mario Kart.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is.
I don't really count that as a sports game.
Didn't we discuss that wasn't a sports game? Dom put his foot down.
I'm sure there's bananas and other Mario sports games. I don't.
Well, I mean, all the tennis and, well, I don't think golf. I don't know how a banana would affect the ball in that. But there is definitely in tennis.
Yep. See?
I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. The Panthers in the playoffs. Baseball season just started. Basketball season's about to end also with playoffs. I'm happy.
Oh, man.
Even though my teams are sucking right now.
I like how Stryker's not putting in any input at all this entire time.
Shut your face.
Makes me wonder what he's doing.
Well, we're
Final Fantasy.
Get it, farming more cactar needles.
No, I was dismissed 2 minutes ago. So.
Oh, you know who helped with those whatever needles? Your mom.
No, probably just... Oh my god. You gotta move the mic away from your nose.
I'm pretending I'm laughing with my...
It sounds like a puppy.
What? What puppies
sounds
do
sounds like
you...
the mic is up to a puppy's nose. Like,
what the heck is that? It sounds like you're trying to open a bag of chips.
And that's my feedback. Continue.
Ricky, any input?
Hello?
Ricky?
Ricky?
Hmm?
No, Oh man, our attention spans. Oh my god. Okay, we're done with that. We're done.
Please it's a stop. Video called Mudkip for 10 hours. Look it up.
No.
Oh, it just does that for 10 hours. It just loops and says Mudkip over and over.
All that is almost as bad as Fi. Jesus. From Zelda.
You guys need to look up this today's link of the week, okay, is that Nerd Rage keyboard thing. You need to look that up.
Link of the week.
Link of the week.
I think we should start doing segments or something.
What?
Like, I already have a segment. Gameplay segment, remember?
I have a sports segment. What's your point?
I was thinking about like putting little intros to all of them.
I can talk about my
put girl intros. Problem. I made up a theme song.
Like you like I would record you singing stuff or whatever, and then I could put like a tune to the back of it.
Yeah. Who's that girl? Who's that girl? It's Jess.
Oh my god.
No one watched New Girl? No. Never mind.
Nope.
Well, no one knows what I'm talking about.
I guess my sister did. She watched the last One Tree Hill.
That's still on?
It just ended. Like, it was literally the last episode, I think, Wednesday? Yeah, yesterday. Whenever South Park was on.
How is your sister, by the way?
Terrible. And
don't say she's still a devil. Don't do that.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. She's turning... I don't want to say. I don't want to say her age. Never mind. Well, it's her birthday on soon.
So you gotta be nice to her.
Nope.
No more being mean.
I'm leaving.
What? Let's talk about that, Dom. Before we go, what caused the hatred for your sister?
Because she doesn't. She's just evil. She's just awful.
You see, Ricky loves his sister.
Because my she's nice. Loves me. Because she doesn't have. She doesn't want to start an argument every 10 seconds. And when Ricky's nice to his sister, she doesn't just on him for no reason.
Ew, that's disgusting.
That is.
I did not mean
my sister do that.
I didn't mean it like that.
Your sister on you?
That's disgusting. Oh my god.
No wonder he doesn't like.
Is it diarrhea or is
oh my god,
like regular?
You guys had to go and take it like that. I meant she's not nice. She does not have any positive feedback.
Is it liquidy or is it?
You're gonna make me vomit.
It was a 9.
You guys make crossed sure you the look line up as soon as you started talking about it.
You're the one who said that your sister shits on you. That
you
just saying.
The original
I
comment.
Did not mean it like that. I meant it like as a metaphor.
Don't forget to check out Nerd Rage Keyboard Smash.
I guess we're ending it. Cause...
No, I'm just throwing that in there. But, you know, I'm having girl issues. I mean, if your sister's still single, you can send her my way. Hey-o!
Oh, my goodness.
Ricky. There's a few reasons why that won't work.
A few.
Oh, God.
Oh,
no!
That's the whole point.
No one is gonna know what we're laughing at.
It'll be our little secret.
See, this isn't good either. We're just making the listeners feel isolated.
Inside joke. Da-da-da-da-da. It's
a story.
I don't think I have anything else to talk about. I mean.
Page, keyboard smash.
I think the listeners got that. Before we go, does anyone else want to plug anything they're doing right now?
What do you mean, plug anything they're doing?
You did your MLG thing. If you want to plug that again, if anyone wants
Who,
to
me?
Join, yeah, if anyone wants to join you on MLG.
Well, I haven't been on in like 2 months since I really started the job. But, yeah, I don't even know if my clan's still together. I mean, for all I know, my Canadian friends, ex-friends, probably saw the shit I talked about them, so they probably quit. So, I'm down to me, my little cousin Tony, and Lito and his nephew.
Wait, did you say Lito?
Felito.
Felito? Oh, I was like, dang. Yo, Tony.
You know what else you guys should look up? Superfly. Has anyone seen that? Superfly 2?
Superfly.
No, I mean, like, the guy's like...
We can only have one. We can only have one link of the week.
That's right. That'll be next week. No. Look up the Nerd Rage keyboard smash because I mentioned it about 58 times.
I don't know if people actually are just subscribing on iTunes or actually going to our blog, but just to let you know, our blog is NakamaGamingPodcast.blogspot.com. So go check out the blog. I put stuff on there, and our Twitter is also Nakama Gaming Podcast. So go look us up on Twitter. Links to it are on the blog. One more thing. I am currently I haven't done it in the past day or two, but I recently set up a channel on twitch.tv. You just go to twitch.tv/Final Fantasy, which is spelled FINALFANTAZR.
Can you go through all that again and get it?
It's Final Fantasy altogether, except instead of an S and a Y at the end, it's a Z and a C. So, look me up on Twitch. I stream occasionally. Last thing I streamed, I believe, was Silent Hill 1. Did not really like that game.
What? Oh, that's because you were scared.
No, I wasn't scared. I got really lost, and I was just
scared.
I ran around the alternate universe of that school forever.
You sent me.
Scaredy cat. Mm-hmm.
You sent me a text. Let me find it so I can read it verbatim.
Hey, Dom, wouldn't it be cool if I was your brother?
No, not at all. I'm kidding. JK.
Hey, you bleep things out, right?
Yeah.
You go.
I don't really think I have to bleep that out since no one can interpret what you just said.
Pretty much.
Wait, were you looking up? Oh yeah, my text.
Yeah, I just want to.
There's a couple texts
of you calling me fat. I
what?
Don't seem to found.
No, I basically said I almost pissed myself from the beginning part.
Yeah, that's what you said. Something about pissing yourself.
Disgusting, man. First your sister on you, now you piss yourself.
Oh my god. But anyway, yeah, I mean, Silent Hill. It's really old, but it's a good game. I'll admit it's a good game. But is there a map or something for the school level?
Yeah.
I have no idea where the hell the map is.
Doesn't sound like you're very in the game.
No, it's just really confusing. Because I've been running around the alternate universe of that school level forever. And you can
make out video games doesn't mean the game sucks.
You can look at the live stream I put up on Twitch, and it's literally me just running around in circles. Ignore the part where I was slightly under the influence of alcohol.
Vodka.
Hey, aren't you like
what? No one heard anything.
Yeah.
No one needs to know that.
So your sister on you, huh?
But other than that, I mean, it's a fun game. It's funny because the entire time I was in psychology class, I was thinking about, because we were going over how fear works in our mind, and I was thinking the entire time, wow, Silent Hill must have totally just gone over all psychology and totally nailed this. Because they, like, all the stuff they do, it gets you to jump at the exact moment because of the sounds and the setting, because you can't really see anything in Silent Hill, really. It's like a dark, dark hallway where it's all covered in fog. And the only time you can tell if something's near you is you have a little radio, and it'll pick up static when a monster's near, and it'll get louder and louder as the monster gets closer to you. So that was pretty scary. But other than that,
so
I mean...
you got scared?
Well, I mean, at first I did, but other than that, I mean, I could literally just run past everything.
Did you cuddle in your blanket because you were so scared?
Yeah, I did.
You would.
I don't even have a blanket. I don't think anyone has a blanket. I mean...
Did you sit in your Snuggie?
I wish I had a Snuggie.
Oh, what's that called? Not a Snuggie. What are those? Oh, it's bothering me now.
Knockoff.
Nakama?
Bob's
Jamie. Ka?
Ma. Oh my goodness.
It wouldn't be a podcast without a burp. But I think, yeah. I mean, I live stream other stuff. I live streamed, what is that Dreamcast game everyone's crazy about? It's not Sonic Adventure. Everyone's played Sonic Adventure. It's...
Power Stone?
No.
Well, I mean, is that right?
No, I'm gonna wait for that.
Skies of Arcadia?
I have that for GameCube.
Space Channel 5?
No. It's really Japanese.
2-2 Rocket?
No. Like, it's like... Okay, here's a famous line from it. Have you seen... Do you know where sailors hang out?
What?
Really? No, no.
Shenmue?
That Shenmue.
That's not why I thought of it. I have no idea what that line is.
There's a whole... Like, go look up Shenmue and looking for sailors. Like, Google it. There's all these YouTube clips of him just... Because you're supposed to find out where sailors hang out. And if you ask, you can walk up to everyone and just ask them. It's like, do you know where sailors hang out? And you're like, I don't know. Stop bugging me about that. And he'll just, like, walk up to anyone. Like, little kid, do you know where sailors hang out? And it's just so stupid.
I don't know what to call them.
You're trying to find out in the game, beginning of the game, it's not really a spoiler. Your dad gets killed by this Chinese dude, and you're
spoilers.
It's not a spoiler when it happens at the very beginning. It's like within the 10 seconds of the game.
You're spoiling it. Now I don't want to buy it.
It's on Dreamcast, so I don't think you're going to be able to buy it.
Nope, I don't want to buy it anymore.
Anyway, I haven't even gotten to the fighting section because half of it's supposed to be like a detective thing where you're supposed to go ask people where stuff is.
Spoil it.
Whatever. But it's a fun game until you forget to save and turn it off, and then you're like, now I gotta spend 2 hours doing that again.
You know what else is fun? Because I'm ready to go to bed. Your mom.
I volunteer as tribute.
Alright, I think we've gotten to the end. But anyway, go check out my channel. Go to the fan page. Go to the blog. I'll put all the links in the description.
Yeah, make sure to like us on Facebook.
Yep.
And check out Pablo Francisco.
I can
go see the Hunger Games.
Yeah, go do that. This has been.
And don't forget. Wait, one more thing. Don't forget Dom's sister shits on him. All right, go ahead.
Gross.
Alright. Did not mean it like that. Just want to point that out. Anyway.
Yeah, sure.
This has been the Nakama Gaming Podcast, episode 6. Thank you for listening, and I hope
another success.
I really hope that you guys keep listening. Don't worry, I'll put this up soon, definitely. Because you wouldn't hear this.
6 days.
All right. Needs to be put up today, because you said that Xenoblade comes out today.
Fine, I'll do that. Alright, bye.
Bye.